I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of our 200th episode of Private Parts. Very exciting.
Here we go.
We've got to go straight into it, I reckon, because we have our guest right here, our third guest who's going to come on. And
ladies and gentlemen, the man, the heartthrob.
Yeah, that's right.
The legend.
Uh-huh.
Here he is, yeah, our very own.
Here he is.
Alex Mitten.
Alex Mitten. Oh, here he is.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hey, great to have you.
Thanks for having me. I mean, it's been quite some time since I was last on here.
Are you in Ibiza?
Am I, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can't see the feed, right?
No.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm in the pool. Yeah, I'll have a margarita, please, honey.
Well, the bars are open. The bars are open in Ibiza.
Right, no, it's not a bar. It's just my own room. It's my bedroom.
Wait, mate, you've gone so mad that you're just ordering margaritas in your room by yourself.
I know, they never turn up. Fucking awful service. Really, really terrible. How are you guys?
Yeah, so great. Sweet, buddy. Talking of wowie wowie, you're going to like this, Mitty. You know, yeah. Have you watched the new Borat movie?
Yes, I have. I have.
Did you like it?
No, it was good. I did actually fall asleep.
Oh, that's a good
you've
review.
Never seen it. But listen, but you know the fact that because of the Oscars, because it's been such an odd year, they think that Borat is going to have a nod at winning an Oscar.
No,
I can't see that happening.
They actually do. They think that Borat will have a chance of winning an Oscar. That's what they think.
I think you've probably got a better chance, to be honest, Jay.
Oh, Mitty. Hey, listen, Mitt, the reason why we've got you on today is because it's our 200th episode of Private Parts. And
I know.
We thought we'd save the best for last.
Am I the last in the run of things?
Yeah, we're the last closing the podcast.
This is it. Yeah. Surely for the 200th episode, you should have, like, given all the money to charity or done something momentous.
What money?
Wait, has Jay not told you?
Wait, we're getting paid for this? I'm just doing it for the love.
Yeah.
Mick, can you understand? We started this podcast as well when we were all in the south of France. Francis and I did it in the cupboard of that room.
Which room?
The room next to yours.
The one that you...
You know the dungeon?
That you used to go and work in. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a few guests. You had a few guests in and out of there. They stayed over a couple of times, I think. Do you remember? Mate, you've gone so red. You've gone so red.
The funniest about those rooms is Mitt had a...
Stop calling them those rooms. What they were bedrooms.
Yeah, they're bedrooms.
Is this in case Mitt it's like a legal case? You're like, you're using like legal terms. They can't get me.
I was having a soiree in my room. Mitt was in a relationship at the time with an old girlfriend. She wasn't old, but she was
an old gal.
one of his exes.
Still a charmer.
Mick kept walking into the room and going, "What's going on in here? What's happening?" And I was like, "We're just chilling." He goes, "Oh, all right, just checking." And then
mate, I heard some pretty strange noises. I was worried for the safety of our guests.
Oh yeah.
So you're checking up on me. Yeah. Have you? Do you miss the old days?
What old days? I'm living every day.
These are the old days. But they're just, we're just living them now. You know, one day we'll look back on these days and think, oh, the good old days.
Not for Jamie, though. His days are numbered.
My days are numbered.
Boulay, have you told Jamie the purpose of this call?
Not yet. Do you want to do the honours?
It's actually a Zoom intervention, Jay.
You just bark at me.
Yeah, I just barked. I do it with all of my interventions. I give them a bit of barking first, just to... Bronson does. I've got a bulldog that's looking angry at me.
It's a very cool bulldog.
Yeah, right. Hang cool. On.
No, but do you? So, oh, hey, Bronson. Oh,
look at him.
He's hey, just Bronson. So shocked that the podcast's still going on. He's like, what? 200th episode? Is that you're joking?
I think he's more shocked. He's seeing three Made in Chelsea castmates back together. He's getting a real exclusive right now. That's what he's really.
What's the storyline?
We're all going to kill each other. That's what we're going to do. We're going to end up just killing each other. That's what's going to happen. Do you think as we get older, do you look? Obviously, we're excited for the future, but do we miss the past, or do we just think of it like of it fondly?
Nostalgia really gets me.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be.
Nostalgia really gets me as well. I totally
It's like having. I don't have any power to reclaim those moments. I can't relive it again.
No, but you got to make new moments. Focus on the now and the present, and live for.
And move to Cuba.
Ah, lovely.
Move to Texas.
Mitt has this whole idea that we're gonna, which is great, that we're gonna create a commune together and all go and live.
Jay, you're not supposed to talk about that on air.
Sorry.
It's a suicide pact. It's not. Yeah.
And then you'll give us all the Kool-Aid to take. That's what happened.
The Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid.
Hey guys, would you like some Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid.
When have I ever called it Kool-Aid?
Are you trying to impress for your American listeners?
Hey, Mitty, listen, it is our 200th episode. We just wanted to bring you on briefly just to say that you've been a complete legend to us throughout the years. You've been on this podcast many times.
I've been on twice, I think. Friends. It's a bit of an exaggeration.
No, you've done way more than that.
You've always been there for us.
You've done way more than that. You've done Nina Nesbitt with me. You've done Tom Kerridge. You've done me and you solo together.
True. Okay, three.
We've done other ones.
Three.
Yeah.
Fine.
We've got to get you on again.
Well, he is. He's on here now.
This is the last ever episode, isn't it?
Yeah, then we all explode. But, Millie, you know, you're one of my best friends in the world, and you're just an epic man. So we just wanted to say big thanks for being on the episodes, and especially our 200th one.
I wish I could return what you just said, but I can't lie anymore. Life's too short. It's just not worth it.
Oh, Mitty, listen, you're going to be on for this because Francis asked me before the break. He asked me which animal started agriculture.
Species.
Which species started agriculture? I said it was fish. What's your answer before he gives his answer?
Agriculture. You said it was fish.
Yeah, I said it was fish.
Which species was the first to develop agriculture? And actually, they didn't, like, you know, a million or more years before humans did.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you meant which did we first use. Well, it's obviously grasshoppers. They're very industrious. Fungus. And fungus, I reckon.
Oh,
it's fungi.
Great shout.
Fungi. They're very intelligent. Very smart little chaps, depending on what you're...
But they're not really a species.
They are. They're definitely a species.
I mean, like an animal.
I don't know. Tell me, what is it? Blow my mind.
You have to guess.
I've said grasshoppers. There's definitely a grasshopper.
Okay. Fucking grasshoppers. Francis, what's the answer for our 200th episode of Private Parts Podcast?
What do I win?
What is the answer?
Well, the answer is Jamie Mitten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's me.
The ants.
Well, I wasn't far off with grasshoppers,
ants. But do you know what? Ants, what they do is they create fields of fungus.
Ants.
Sorry, are you trying to give a speech? Is it Mein Führer? What's going on?
Ants
in my pants.
Mein Führer.
What's going on here? Sorry, carry on.
Ants.
They grow fungus and they feed off the fungus. So they they've been doing that for millions of years.
So fungus are involved. There's a nice symbiosis going on.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. That's a good. You got it. You got sort of the actual crop right, but not the actual animal.
Damn it. Well, 300th episode. I'll come in. I'll do some revision.
Better luck next time.
To all of you private partners, every single person who's tuned in for all 200 episodes, thank you so much. Here's to another 200 more with many more guests and all these people who come on. Big thank you. Big thank you to every single person. And for our 200th episode, we've always done this at the end of the episode, is we've asked our guests to leave us with something inspirational. So, of course, we're going to do exactly the same in this one. So, to finish our 200th episode and lead us on to 200 more, Alex Mitten, what... Leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Right, okay. Because of lockdown and COVID, I've had a lot of time to sort of think about this and prepare it all. What is the point? What's the point?
Have you become a nihilist?
No, seriously, what's the point? 200 more episodes, why? Why?
It's interesting because nihilism hasn't traditionally been inspirational.
But you're feeling weird, like twinges you've never felt before. Was that
another 200 more? Why?
Yeah, what are you going to give back, Jamie? That's what
I like that. Alex Mitten, all you listeners, thank you so much. Here's to another 200 more episodes, and of course, we're going to see you next week,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Francis.
Goodbye.
Yeah, ants.
Show me the ants.
See you next week, everybody. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.